We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
All right, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, it's draft season. Draft is tomorrow, first round, 5 p.m. Niners on the clock with the 31st overall pick, but will they move up and will they trade Brandon Ayuk? That is what we're discussing here. Should they trade Brandon Ayuk? It's $25-28 million per year. Too expensive for Brandon Ayuk. Is that too much money for Brandon Ayuk? What would you give him? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What are the 49ers going to do? Shout out to YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. You can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added a QR code on both pages, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. We've had some good calls, so we haven't had to use the dump button yet. So, look, Giants beat the Mets. They've already won the series. Logan Webb was dominant. We'll talk to George Contos, 928 shutout innings. Love where Logan Webb is at. Five quality starts so far, or four to five. What is it, six starts, 5-6? Whatever it is, he is dealing 7-7-7-8. Those are his last four performances for him in terms of innings pitched. Yaz drives in three runs. We were talking about him a little earlier, but Blake Snell is on a bump today, and that's what we're locked in on. Can Blake Snell finally get going here for the San Francisco Giants? Of course, NBA playoffs. You got all that going on here, Shasky. But Brandon Ayuk, how do you feel? The fan and Joe Shasky, the butcher. Forget the Mr. Financial, Charles Schwab, and all that stuff and everything. The fan and Joe Shasky, the butcher. The lifelong 49er fan. The guy who was sitting next to me at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Ayuk gone?
No, but I understand it. Because, like, if he wants top dollar...
You don't feel comfortable giving him top dollar?
No, I've said it to you all. Look, I love Brandon Ayuk. But he's not, like, it's the same way I view basketball or baseball. Not all maxes are created equal. Not all guys who happen to be number one in the rotation are aces. There's like three or four or five wide receivers at the top of the charts. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Devontae that I throw in there that are just a cut above everybody. And, you know, I don't even love playing, and I think Cooper Kupp's awesome. I don't love paying Cooper Kupp $29 million. You know? And I look at, like, team building.
He's a great route runner. Anything. Is it the injury concerns?
No, it's just like, I don't think it's a great team building strategy. I just don't. I don't think spending $60 million for two players, give or take, who are only going to touch the ball combined less than your running back. Like, to me, that isn't a great business model on a run first team. If this were a pass first team, if Kyle Shanahan's entire being was, I'm going to throw, I would view this very different. I just watched Shanahan. Shanahan is going to run the ball a gazillion times every single week. And so how many times in any given season are you going to target any of your receivers a dozen times? Not many, unless you fall behind. And so I don't think it's a great business model, unless it's a Julio Jones type of a dude, to give a guy top five money at that position when this offense doesn't value it that way.
All right. 888-957-9570. That's fair. That's fair for you to think like that. See, I'm looking at Philadelphia. I'm looking at Detroit. I'm looking at, like, Detroit is a run-first team, right? They're a physical football team. And they picked up David Montgomery. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round.
Great draft because they traded down, got LaPorta.
But they also drafted Jameson Williams the year before out of Alabama in the first round. And you got Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
And so you got premium players on the outside. I'm looking at Philadelphia and what they've invested in and how they surrounded their quarterback with talent. Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, not to mention A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers and what they've done to surround Jordan Love with all these weapons. Those wide receivers are special.
Well, what did Green Bay do? They traded away Devontae.
No, they traded away Devontae. They drafted because they reset everything. They traded away Devontae, got rid of Aaron Rodgers a year later, and now they got all these young studs at wide receiver. And now look at Jordan Love. My whole point is you got to surround your quarterback with talent on the outside.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's my point. And right now, they don't have enough on the outside without Brandon Ayuk to even threat. Like, oh my gosh, I'm scared to look at this. Like, okay, assuming they trade Brandon Ayuk, you're probably going to draft a wide receiver.
I would draft two.
All right, well, you draft two.
Because I think I need a Debo replacement a year from now.
Okay.
I like to look down the road, right? Yeah, that's how I view my draft.
Me looking down the road is pay Ayuk now and move off Debo later.
Well, that would be my preference. But all year I got chastised because I was like, man, Debo's making, you know, this much money. I don't think he's worth it. And everyone's like, no, he's super important. And he is important. But this is where I obsess over the business of sports because I think it's more important now than it's ever been. And I'm saying, like, I like Debo. I love Debo when he's playing. I don't think he's worth $28 million as a player. And that's a different conversation. And so, like, whenever I have these conversations, Debo at 28 or a rookie making $4 or $5 million a year, right? It's not, is the rookie going to be better? Is Debo $24 million better than the rookie that might produce for you? Those are the questions that front offices are asking themselves. And then where can I spread that $24 million out? So as we were talking about the Nick Bosa money and all that, like, is Nick Bosa $30 million better than a defensive end? Yeah, I think he is. Like, I do. I think he is that good. But when I get to Debo, no, I don't. Right? Well, and that's how I do the math. And everyone does it a little differently.
Who's more productive last year for the
Niners? We're going to have the same question.
Yeah, who's more productive last year for the Niners? Bosa or Debo?
In a vacuum? Probably, yeah. Brandon Ayuk was more.
I brought up Debo.
That's a good question.
Because Bosa did not play like a $30 million defensive end last year.
Okay, so let's play this out.
So poorly at first that they went out and traded guys because Bosa needed help, right? Needed help on the outside.
Yeah, but he gets double teamed and he opens things up for others.
And he does, he does it at times.
But we were disappointed. But
in real time, we were all disappointed with Nick Bosa.
No doubt. But we're all disappointed because he did not earn. GMs are taking Bosa over Debo.
They probably will. They probably will. You're probably right there. But he did not play worth his contract last year.
And not even Debo.
But for that team last year, Debo may have had just as much impact as Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa made $30 million last year. We're thinking, damn, just 10 sacks? Damn, hey, Bosa, wake up. Hey, Bosa, where you at? Green Bay, where you at? Where, Bosa, can you wake up, please? Now, he flipped the switch in the NFC Championship game, and he had a solid Super Bowl. They had to go out and trade for Chase Young and Randy Gregory and all these guys next to Javon. They were underwhelming. The defensive line underwhelmed last year.
I would agree with that.
And it starts with Nick Bosa.
I would agree with
that. So we paid $30 million, and we gave him a lot of money. I know some people in the Niners organization was like, boy, he took us behind the woodshed. We didn't want to give him that much money.
Well, so did Debo. You know, but
Debo's been solid, though.
Like, what's the difference in this Arden Key, who they had before, versus Bosa? Yeah, there is a big difference. There is a $25 million. I see a $25 million difference. I see double teams. I see the guy putting pressure on the quarterback, you know, creating quarterbacks to hurry their throws. Like, there's a lot of things that Bosa does outside of just getting sacks.
Well, without Debo Samuel. You scored 17-17-17. And now baked into that is Trent Williams.
Yeah.
Baked into that is Trent Williams. But we saw when he got back in Jacksonville, and everybody in the 49ers said, boy, it was really good to have Debo Samuel back. it was really good to have him part of this offense back. And you got back to average. Like, let's not talk about this offense like they were chump change. They have three. No, they were a game.
They were amazing. They were amazing. But that's why I was saying last year.
Bosa disappointed last year. I don't care what anybody says. For that money, for what they paid him.
Of course he did.
He did not play worth the damn up to that. He did not live up to that contract last year. So if we're going to get on Debo for not living up to the contract, let's look at Nick Bosa, who took all that money on the defensive side of the football. And we had to make changes, wholesale changes on this defensive line once again. Once again.
Fonte, both are true. Bosa might have disappointed. Debo might have disappointed. Hargrave might have disappointed. When George Kittle got signed, he got hurt, and he disappointed the year that he got his money. Fred Warner, the year he got his money, he disappointed. He even admitted and came out and said, like, I'm trying to do too much. Like, all of those can be true. It's not either or. So I just look at it, like, you're asking about team building and how I view Ayuk. This is how I view Brandon Ayuk. The other part of this that I'm viewing it as is, like, part of me as a fan, I do want to see what my guy Brock Purdy looks like before I pay him without an elite wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. A little part of me, look,
we saw that already.
No. I want to see what it looks like for a full season. I want to see what it looks like for a full season.
No, I don't want to see that.
Well, I do.
I don't want to see Brock Purdy without the weapons.
If he delivers this year and he has a comparable year like he did the year prior, then I go, you know what? I got no qualms giving this guy $50 million a year.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
A part of you doesn't want to see that?
No, I want to see Purdy surrounded with weapons.
I mean, I'd like to see him with Jerry Rice.
No, I don't
want to
see him without Brendan Ayuk.
But there's a part of me that does want to see
without Brendan Ayuk, and I know what the conversation would be. He slips just a little bit. You know what the conversation is going to be about Brock Purdy. You know what it's going
to
be
about. The conversation is, wow, good. We now get to save $15 million, and I can afford another $15 million player.
Oh, gosh. He may not even be the guy. He may prove that he's not even the guy, and all of a sudden you're in the quarterback market again. Well, you want to go through that again?
Yeah, those things can happen.
Come on, man. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
Asking me. You I'm don't the one believe that you yelled at this year because I said Ayuk's good, but he's not one of the premier
players. Said he wasn't the number one on his team. You said he wasn't one of the top 20 wide receivers. And then he goes off. And he goes crazy for the – no, because it was also baked in with CeeDee Lamb. It was also baked in with CeeDee Lamb. You're like, you don't view them as number ones. And it wasn't me that yelled at you.
I said five
guys.
Everybody
else yelled at you.
Okay. I just don't think you can – you can't have your cake and eat it too in the modern sports era. I've been saying it all year. They've got money staring them down the barrel. And if you don't start to understand finances, whether we're talking about the Warriors, whether we're talking about Major League Baseball or the NFL, then like you're going to be shocked by a lot of these moves.
Financially, the Niners can't afford this season. They can't afford it this season. They can't afford
it. Ayuk's not finances playing without a new deal.
He's not playing without a new deal. But even if he gets a new deal, they can afford it this season. That's been proven. Nick Wagner, David Lombardi, they have all written about it. They're salary cap gurus. They've all written about it. They can't afford it. The Niners just don't want to. That's the difference here. They don't want to. They can afford it. And we all understand the finances, Shasky. It's because you talk about it the most. It doesn't mean we all don't understand it. We understand the finances. But when we talk about top five wide receivers, number seven in the league in wide receiver in receiving yards in a run first offense. Wow, number two in yards per catch. Wow, you look at his targets. He was 37th in the league in targets, yet came up with that production. So damn, he played like a top seven receiver.
He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. No one denies that. The question is are you going to give him that kind of money on this team, knowing everything that you have? Like I would be reluctant too. Plus, also knowing that I need to fill back my cupboard and I can get something back for this guy. Look, I'll say it to him blue in the face. In a vacuum, I'm taking Ayuk over Debo. But I don't think they have that choice because of the money committed to Debo. So I feel like they're kind of up against it. And this is one of the few guys that can get you back something. And I think it's one of the few positions that is of depth in this draft as you're starting to project. I think you just got to connect the dots here.
Let's go to Greg in Daly City. Greg, what's happening?
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you my 2 cents worth on this Ayuk situation. And, you know, it's funny. I totally, like, you guys are kind of at odds on this, but I can see both sides of what you're saying, and I agree with both of you. You know, number one, I don't want to get rid of Ayuk. I want to keep him. But Shask, you're right. In the modern game, finances, you know, many times outweigh the football decisions, and you've got to compromise your effectiveness and your execution on the field for financial reasons. It's like another old-time Niner buddy of mine always says, oh, F the salary cap. It's like, no, you don't F the salary cap. The salary cap F you, man. You know, you've got to play the game. It's the only, you have to. So if they if they feel that they, you know, that somebody makes them an offer they can't refuse and they are going to go ahead and trade them, you know, it can't be just trading Ayuk for a high number one. That's not enough because Ayuk has shown that he's the sure thing. I mean, he's what you were just saying, Bonta, the number seven receiver in the league now, right?
Yep.
Dude, he's about to break that top five, that top maybe three. Who knows this year? He's ready to explode. And, you know, if we are going to be forced to trade him, I want a number one, and I want another pick. So even if it's like, even if like a crazy dream scenario goes off where San Diego, with their number five overall, wants Ayuk, that's still not enough because Ayuk is the proven commodity. He's the sure thing. That number five may be another one of these busts. I mean, I just saw a great deep dive that PFF did on those top number one picks, how they pan out in the NFL. And on offense, less than 50% of them do. On defense, it's slightly better at 51% and change. So if we are going to trade Ayuk, a number one pick's not enough because you're getting the new team is getting that sure thing, and we're getting a question mark no matter how high that pick is. So I want a number one, I want a number three, or I want a number one, and I want a starter from their team. But and a bigger question is, you know, really the Niners got to look at like what is our identity going to be going forward? You know, now we've
great so, question.
Like you guys were saying. Shask, you were just saying, they're a run-first team and defense, right? It's been what they've been. That's been their identity now in the Shanahan era. So now we finally have our franchise quarterback, God willing, please God, that Brock continues his development. But in the future, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a great offense and a great defense in this salary cap era.
Good call, Greg. It's a conversation for a later day. I keep hearing Brock Purdy's our franchise quarterback. Okay.
Well, they're operating like he is, and the reason why I say that is because look at what the Buffalo Bills have done once the Josh Allen money starts to hit. They have to move off of playmakers. Look at what the San Diego Chargers, LA Chargers, have done with Herbert now that his money's kicked in. They moved off both their wide receivers.
Well, they had to restructure. They had to keep Bosa around. And
this is, look around the league. This is not exclusive to the Niners.
They had Justin Herbert for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the money's hitting right now.
The money is hitting right now.
And then I look at Joe Burrow right now.
And the decision they make when you think about the wide receivers they had. Hold on for a second. Mike Williams is never healthy. Never healthy.
No, I know. He's making a lot of
money. They should have never gave him the money in the first place. That was a terrible mistake by Tom Telesco, who's not a GM of the Raiders. Like, given Mike Williams, I would have never gave him that money. Keenan Allen was productive for a long, long time, but I get the transition now. Now that you have the top five pick, you get Jim Harbaugh, you move off of him. That's fine, but every situation is different.
Well, then Cincinnati's going through the same thing. Like, they're going to pay Burrow, they're going to pay Jamar.
And Mike Brown is a notorious cheap owner. Don't forget about that.
I know, but they just gave Burrow the $200 million. Right. They moved off Mixon because they can't afford Mixon anymore.
Well, it was time. They got some guys, and I get it.
I'm just saying, like,
no, you can't keep the team together year to year. We all know that.
Once
we all
you start to,
Shasky, we all understand the salary cap. We all understand you're not going to be able to keep players every single year. We all understand that Cincinnati situation. I understand the situation in Cincinnati, Shasky. We understand it, but here with the 49ers, this situation, as Michael Silver writes in the Chronicle. Next year, Purdy becomes eligible. We all know that for a lucrative contract extension. And some difficult salary cap decisions have to be made. But if they pay big money to Ayuk, they would likely have to part ways with Deebo or George Kittle next season. And you know what? I think people are ready to move off of Deebo next season at the number that he's making and moving forward with Brandon Ayuk. When you think about the modern game, and if you are a run-first offense and I'm running play-action passes, who is a better sure thing in a pass game? Is it Deebo Samuel or is it Brandon Ayuk? And I hate pitting both of them together. But right now, it looks like Brandon Ayuk is the guy who could separate better at the line of scrimmage than Deebo Samuel.
Everyone's going to take Ayuk over Deebo. But Deebo, if you get off him, you're cutting him, like Eric Arm said, and you're not getting any money. It'll be a post-June 1 designation, right? Whereas Ayuk, you can get something back. And it's not about is Ayuk better. It's can I get something back for an asset that I've helped, you know, build into an asset, and I don't think you're getting a lot.
You could sell high on Ayuk.
I think that's the math they're doing.
But I'm looking at a guy who's missed one game. He's
way more durable, way more effective in terms of the passing game. And I think when CMC came to the team, it kind of devalued Deebo Samuel's importance. And so the contract you gave him prior to CMC coming to the team now looks a little out of whack because his usage isn't the exact same. And then I look at it this way, like tight end to me, if we're looking at value around the league, $15 million for a tight end, which is like a Kelce number, a Kittle number, like that's crazy good value. That's crazy. That's half of what one of these top five wide receivers is making. Half. That means I could spend for $15 million each, CMC and Kittle, that's one Brandon Ayuk. So, like, it's a Jenga puzzle piece here. You're trying to puzzle this thing together. And so, like, it kind of stinks that Debo's forced to make the $28 million this year, but you signed him.
Let's go to Auntie Robin. Hey, Sugar. What's happening, Sugar?
Hi, you guys. Hey, Sugar. Listen, I'm from a financial aspect, Shasky. But, okay, so this is real petty of me, Vontae. But, you know, you can go, because I truly do not appreciate his little crew, you know, Pookie and them hollering from the peanut gallery about what IU can do. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. Last year, I would really consider last season his breakout year. Wasn't he in the doghouse prior to that? How did he go from the doghouse to being elite? Yes, he's better at certain things than Deebo, more durable than Deebo. But if you give him that money, ask me, I'm going to tell you this, no matter who they got as a receiver, unless he fix that offensive line and do something about that secondary, they're never going to win. Correct me if I'm wrong there. Peace out, guys. Yep.
Certainly sounds like B.A. may be traded. And we're going to see how this offense looks without B.A. It sounds like he's going to get traded. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But what is the compensation? What is the package you're getting? What are the players you're getting? Who are you getting back? Will they be able to help you win now? Because this is not, you're not the San Francisco Giants right now if you're the Niners. You are in win now mode.
For sure.
You just lost the Super Bowl in the last play of overtime, for crying out loud.
I mean, that's why coming out of the stadium, you're talking about like the feeling. A part of me was like, this was the window. The Chiefs are only going to get better because of moving off of all the crazy money. And then like now you're seeing Mahomes going to restructure. Like, you knew you were going to have to pay Birdie at some point. Whether people like it or not, it's coming. It's coming down the barrel. So like this last season where they lost in overtime felt like the last great run for, you know, money spread all across the entire team but the quarterback.
And guess what's going to happen when you do reset the market with Brock Purdy? Then it gets even worse.
If there's going to be another player or three players that you're going to cut
for Brock Purdy. Then how good is he going
to
be?
Well, this goes back to you better have a cupboard of draft picks and you better start nailing these draft picks.
888-957-9570. What are the Niners going to do tomorrow? Look, there's a lot of draft crushers there. There's a lot of players that I do like in this draft coming up. We always have our draft crushes, but we realize that they don't always hit. Like Keon Coleman. I love Keon Coleman. He played for my Florida State Seminoles. I don't know how he's going to translate with his route running because I watched him run a lot of go routes. He ran a lot of fade routes. He does run some crossers, but not the most polished route runner. How would he look? He is a punt returner. He does have speed.
You know who I like from Florida State?
Who's that?
I think the wild card, because I don't know where he's going to get drafted. Johnny Wilson. I love Johnny Wilson.
Johnny Wilson.
He is like basketball player playing wide receiver, learning on the fly.
Well, also Trey Benson, their running back, because nobody's talking about the running backs.
Trey Benson. Oh, okay. I'll listen to that. I love, you know me and running backs.
Guru, 2 months ago, was like, I think Trey Benson, Florida State, is going to be our next running back for the Cowboys. It's like, man, that'd be good for the Cowboys.
At least Bonte didn't win.
That guy.
By the way, we had the caller. He brought up Ben Sinnott, Kansas State tight end.
Yes.
6'4", 245. Daniel Jeremiah in his prospect board had him at 54 overall. I think the caller said maybe we could get him at a fifth round pick, this tight end. I don't think he's lasted to the fifth round pick. Okay.
Crack.
I think this guy. This guy's not bad.
Can I show you how dorky I am on the other side? Because you're talking about draft crushes. I've got 3 linebackers I'm targeting between 4 and 6.
Yeah,
I love linebackers. I know. I'm a loser.
Oh, why are you a loser? Why
because a loser? I love linebackers.
Who doesn't love linebackers?
Oh, I love them.
Losers love linebackers?
Our team linebackers losers, so important.
Wait, losers love linebackers?
I feel like it's not the sexy position.
No, it's a great position. People love linebackers.
I've got 3 sleepers on the other side.
Love linebackers. Yeah, no, I got this draft board here, but Brandon Ayuk is a topic of conversation. We're going to trade Brandon Ayuk. What's the conversation going to look like? How do you replace Brandon Ayuk here if you do move off of him?
It bothers me.
Well, it bothers me tremendously. Trust me. Trust me. Because you can still pay for him and bite the bullet this year. You can still do it. It's just a matter of if the Niners want to do it.
Fonte, make sure you don't miss that
break.
And
it sounded like to me, Filmo Mike, as I do miss this break, it sounds like to me that the Niners just don't want to pay him the money. And that to me saddens. It saddens me. It really does. That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Like a cobra!
Well stated.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Well, we know how Tony feels about Shanahan. Tony in Oakland. I hope she's doing well. I worry about her.
He doesn't have the balls.
I worry about her.
He ruined your zone.
Clark the Shark, I worry about him.
Where is Clark the Shark?
He went on a vacation. Remember he said him and his wife were going away for a while?
Hanging out with the Sharks, man.
Can't open her cow.
Oh, he's always lurking.
Well, he might be down bad.
Warriors are down bad.
Yeah, he's probably somewhere in the caddy. Somewhere, Missouri, St. Louis? Where's he from?
I mean, St. Louis.
Yeah. And holding out hope that Looney's the next Jokic.
Yeah, and, you know, Devin Haney got his ass kicked last Saturday night by Ryan Garcia. He's a big boxing guy.
Did I ever tell you, but when we came back from Vegas, I ran into Devin Haney's entire crew?
Yeah, good guy.
I was shocked at how small he was. And I don't mean small, like, physically, like the stature of the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Size of his arms. And stuff.
No, he's small.
The height.
Short.
Yeah, he's really,
really short.
Short. And I was like, I would never, ever, ever cross a boxer.
Yeah, no, Devin Haney's cool. We interviewed him on Warriors pregame live. It was real cool. Real cool.
Was he iced out?
He was iced out.
Yeah.
He was iced, which was disappointing in his ring walk. He came out with the Prime Chain. You know, the whole drink that Logan Paul and all
it's
them.
It's filled with sugar.
And it was just swagless. Like, Devin Haney has ice.
Yeah,
big time ice.
Prime's paying you.
Yeah, you got to do it.
The 12-year-old kids love Prime.
Yeah. Is it like the new Gatorade or something?
Yeah, but it's like Jolt meets Gatorade, I guess. If I could describe it without being in the know.
Yeah.
The only Prime I recognize is Coach Prime.
Hey, big year for Coach Prime.
Sure.
There's rumors. You hear the rumors?
No.
The rumors are if he could win 7, 8, 9 games, which feels like a stretch, he'd be in line for the Cowboy job and drafting Shedeur Sanders, the first round pick.
I don't know if he wants to do that.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Bonte, I'm a Cowboy fan now.
I don't know. That mess with Jerry Jones,
him and Jerry are good.
I kind of think it would actually work.
I'm here for the chaos of it. I don't know how well, like, it would actually end up
Coach being. Prime versus
I think
Shanahan.
You guys are in on it because it would be the downfall is near and it's coming hard for the Cowboys.
Oh, it's already came. The downfall is already here. It's been here since 1995.
The downfall is near and it's coming hard.
The Cowboys, where's Robin Sanbruno? I guarantee Robin Sanbruno's not down for the Aiyuk trade.
Oh, no. He wants Aiyuk to leave so he can get away from Shanahan. That's Rob's philosophy.
Come on.
I guarantee you, Robin Sanbruno, if you're out there, give us a call. I guarantee you Rob's philosophy right now when he's thinking about all this and he's sitting back chuckling. And he's saying, go ahead and trade Aiyuk. I want Aiyuk to get the hell away from Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. That's how Robin said.
That's absurd.
That's how he's thinking now. Rocking new era. I agree with this. What are we doing for the draft around these parts?
What do you mean?
What are we doing for the NFL draft?
Evan Giddings,
draft?
Mark Grandy, Sterling Bennett, 6 to 10 tomorrow.
Oh, really? We got that young Gunners. I like that.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice.
I like that. I'm going to be tapped in. I'm tapped in. I miss, you know what? We need to get back to this.
What's that?
We need to get back to having draft parties. I'm with you, Rockin' New Era. Our draft parties used to be lit. So our first met Spadoni.
Schroeder's?
No, not Schroeder's.
Fox Theater, Paramount. Theater. That was fun.
That was the draft with Solomon Thomas, Raiders, Christopher McCaffrey. Yeah,
what, no, we did one.
Patrick Mahomes.
Was it the Via Hotel 1 year?
That was Via Hotel. The Hotel Via.
Okay, and then we did
that
Schroeder's.
We did Schroeder's.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Schroeder's. Yeah, yeah. Not Dennis Schroeder.
There was 1 year. It was like my first year here. It was like Bonte was on the stage. You had Papa.
I got bumped for Damon Bruce that year.
Damon.
I was just the update guy for that show.
NBC Peacock should have put it on the Peacock channel because the amount of peacocking going on at that table was unbelievable.
We got Bonte and Towny.
Well, the first 2 years. Towny. My first 2 years, it was Papa Fortenball. That was a lot of fun. Low Deal came by.
Okay.
Kirk Morrison came by.
Yeah, Kirk.
Mama Lynch came by. We were all these Raider
fans.
That
sounds like a lot of fun.
That was a great time.
Were we more Raider affiliated at that time?
Yeah, we were definitely Raider affiliated. And then the next year at Schroeder's, it was me and Papa doing our show there. And then our boy Aram was there.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
sharp-dressed guy.
Yep, San Rafael High School.
That was the coin flip draft, too, with the Raiders.
Coin flip draft between I saw the picture of that yesterday. It was Reggie McKenzie,
I'll never forget.
John Lynch.
We're going to go to Rick Tittle here, who's reporting on the Raiders pick. I can't believe they didn't take Derwin James. I wanted the Niners to take Derwin James.
Been one of their better picks, too. Colton Miller, he's still on the team.
Like, when healthy, I mean, he has not been healthy. He is a great player. But he's just never healthy.
No, he's a stud. He's a stud. But he wasn't right his last year at Florida State. See, he tore his ACL, so he was coming back playing on that. Maybe that's why he slipped a little in the first round, but he is a baller. So, yeah, we need to get back to having draft parties around here. I get the Niners have been good. They haven't had a lot of picks in the first round, but now it's on the crack, and it's always fun to have a draft party and a wish and a hope and have that live drink. Like, when we get that breaking news alert during the NFL draft in the first round and Aiyuk gets traded, where will you be when Brandon Aiyuk gets traded? It's unfortunate. Let's go to Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Oreo Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? I've been going back and forth about this Brandon Aiyuk thing, man. I just want to leave the feelings out of it and go with the business side. And I want the Niners to play hardball with him. Aiyuk has had a good year last year, but one good year does not equal, you know, future good years as well. I think he needs to prove it again. If he wants to hold out, let him hold out.
Back-to-back 1,000-yard. Hey, Oreo Cookie, real quick. Back-to-back 1,000-yard receivers. I mean, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. That.
I get that, but, you know, we can't trade this dude. We're right there, man, and our offense is so complicated that if we do bring in a wide receiver, it's going to take him a while to get used to it, right, to get all the things down and packed. But knowing the history of these guys, man, they're going to go defense. With the new defensive coordinator coming in, I don't know, is he going to go 4-3 or a 3-4? I'm thinking linebacker. You know, when the linebacker went down, that was our biggest hole right there.
Well, I believe that they're going to try to turn. They have the one pick in the first round and the one pick in the second round. I believe they're going to try to have, let's say, four picks in the first, you know, two rounds. That's what I think they're targeting. Four picks, give or take, in the first two rounds. That's what I think they're trying to walk away with. I don't know what that's going to, whether that includes just an Aiyuk trade, multiple trade ups, trade downs, whatever. I think they're going to try to walk away with some sort of an offensive lineman, some sort of a wide receiver, and then whether it's another wide receiver, another offensive lineman, or a secondary player, that's what I think that their target is in the first couple rounds.
No, boy, Travis King. You know Travis King, right?
49ers.
He just tapped in. On Instagram, he's like, don't forget, They also have to figure out a way to pay Talanoa Hufanga after the season.
He's coming off a big injury.
I knew you would say that.
Safeties.
I knew that was going to come out of your
but
mouth.
Safeties but safeties don't command a lot of money.
They don't. But
so, like, that's one of the things.
But he was a six-round pick. And
he's a good player. I like him. We missed him.
Good player. He was an all-pro, Shasky.
Yeah, we missed him.
He was an all-pro.
Again, another guy I would like to keep, right? You can't keep everybody, you know? And so you got to make some hard decisions. It does feel like the blueprint for the NFL currently, and things change all the time. It was like, running backs don't matter, and then all of a sudden, like, McCaffrey's amazing. Oh, that's right, running backs do matter, you know? You can't win with wide receivers. And then, like, you look at wide receivers are everywhere. But it does feel like one of the financial blueprints right now is either you have a max quarterback making prime money and a wide receiver making a rookie deal or on a rookie deal, or rookie quarterback, max money quarter wide receiver. That seems to be how teams are trying to work the finances currently.
It is. I mean, they got some decisions to make. Lenore is going to be up for some money. Charvarius Ward is going to be up for some money. So it's not just Brock Purdy who's going to be resetting the quarterback market. And I take it as Brock Purdy as being a guy who's not going to gobble up all the money, because I think he realizes, hey, man, to be successful, I need players around me. I need players around me, not a temperament and the mentals of Brock Purdy. I think he is the quarterback of the future for the 49ers. I like everything I saw from him, but he does need weapons. If you take away weapons from him, I'm afraid he will be compromised and he will look like the seventh round pick that he was, the last pick of the draft. But he's played much better than that. There's no doubt about that. But with these weapons, he can make things shake. With these weapons, I thought with this quarterback, you can average 30 points a game, which they did. They did. I want to surround him. I want to keep weapons around him. But, you know, the team building aspect is very interesting here with the 49ers because of the contracts they've given out here with Javon Hargrave or whatnot coming in free agency. So we'll see about this. We'll see how it shakes out. Let's go to Ben in Oakland. Ben, what's happening?
Hey, let's see. I don't really get any of this trade talk. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. We need to win it now. Brandon Ayuk didn't play as a rookie, so even if we got the 11th pick or the 12th pick that he was there, the rookie's not going to play anywhere. Let's just push it down the road and try to win while Brock's cheap.
He did get like 700 yards that year, the rookie year. He missed a couple of games early on because...
Yeah, he was in the doghouse.
No, that was the second year. Go back and look at the
second year was a doghouse.
Yeah, go back and look at the numbers.
No, the second year was a doghouse when they didn't start up against Detroit, but continue.
Yeah, and then the other one is just when Shasky was saying that we're trying to get, you know, four picks in the first two rounds, we pick better in the lower rounds. Generally, I trade down, get a whole bunch of really cheap guys, and try to hit like Kittle or Debo or Hufanga or anything like that, because we killed the late rounds. I guess Banks kind of hit in the second round, but
yeah,
that was just my thought. But you guys are right. It was the second year that was in the doghouse, and I got confused.
All good. Okay. All good. Look, Ben, and to your point, Ben, John Lynch mentioned in his presser the other day that he doesn't believe this draft is as deep as previous drafts because a lot of guys went back to school and didn't declare for the NFL draft. He had a quote on that the other day. I'll pull up. Let me get those transcripts.
I believe he said something like 20 to 22 first-round grades.
First-round grades. But he said a lot of guys. But he also said a lot of guys went back to school. So this draft is not as deep as it usually is. Mm-hmm. So it's really top-heavy. And, you know, maybe the first two, three rounds here, the fifth, sixth, seventh rounds, is not as deep as it has been in years past, to Ben's point, Oakland, where they have hit on the later picks. Lynch is anticipating that this draft will not be as hit. Oh, you got the sound. Here it is. John Lynch the other day.
We're not at 32 this year. We're slightly more than the last couple of years. I mean, so that's a good thing. But, you know, I think that just speaks more to our – we have a high standard that we don't change, blow with the wind to try to put first-round grades. But still, you know, when we like players, you know, we draft them. And I think we don't get beholden to, the league sees them here, you know. So 22 is kind of where we're at, 22 first-round grades. We do have a high standard there that is up from the last couple of years. And so I think that's a good thing.
It's John Lynch the other day. So that's what he was talking about when it comes to the NFL draft. And obviously the biggest draft question right now for the 49ers is, what do you do with Brandon Ayuk? What do you do?
Now I want to know, what do you think? Do you think Kyle Shanahan values Brandon Ayuk the way he did, let's say, Julio Jones, because I've heard him fawn over Julio Jones. I've heard him fawn over Andre Johnson, guys that he's had in the past. Do you think he views Ayuk currently on the same level as those guys?
Possibly.
No, I'm serious.
I don't know, but I did a deep dive on Shanahan and the receivers he's had in the past. So, first of all, he grows up as a kid. He sees Ed McCaffrey, Rod Smith.
Rod Smith, undrafted. One of the greatest undrafted stories in the league.
All right. So, one of your first gigs as wide receiver coach, OC, with the Texans, you have Andre Johnson.
First ballot Hall of Fame talent. Talent-wise, coming
big
out of, yeah.
Big ex-receiver.
Ridiculous.
Blocks, yeah. Catches, runs every route.
Superstar.
Just a stud.
Yeah.
Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, Josh Gordon was there.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gordon had his best season ever.
God, he was so good.
Kyle Shanahan.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Right?
Yeah.
I believe so. I maybe the year after. Maybe I could well, be
let's
wrong
roll
on
with
that
it
one.
For storytelling's sake.
But Julio Jones for sure.
Come on. And he had Mohamed Sanu, who he always liked.
And he brought Mohamed Sanu here to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He loves those type of receivers. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that
Pierre Garçon.
Shanahan, Pierre Garçon.
A bigger guy. A yep. bigger guy.
Shanahan loves Ayuk. I don't know where Shanahan is at with this one. We haven't heard from him. He wasn't at the podium the other day.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to combines. You know, he kind of sits back and chills.
And wide receiver is the position he played in college. He's very particular. It's really interesting. He's fickle with these wide receivers. Like, there are certain guys, Dante Pettis comes to mind.
We got breaking news here. Should we hit the sounder? Should we hit it here? Because this is going to pertain to Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
Here we go.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Speaking of wide receivers, the Detroit Lions have a deal. They've agreed to an extension for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think it's a 4-year deal with $77 million guaranteed.
Whoa.
And he gets $120 million.
Whoa.
Making him the highest paid wide receiver in all of pro football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit Lions, was an absolute stud.
Wow.
Gets 4 years and more than $120 million with $77 million guaranteed. He's now the highest paid receiver in the NFL.
How do you think teams around the league view the conversation between Ayuk and Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Amon-Ra St. Brown's a stud, man. He's an absolute stud.
So that's almost exactly $30 million a year. I don't know, is it 129 or 120?
120. Said more than 120.
Okay, so let's just go off of
$77 million.
You're looking at 30 mil, right? 30 mil per year. 77 guaranteed. So that's 16 or so, 26 or so more than Devontae.
You look at his production last year.
He's a slot, power slot guy.
Yep. Now he's going to do all the dink and dunk stuff.
Exactly. He's a beast.
So the last 2 years, you know, he's been in the league 3 years now. So they're taking care of their own a year early. He was out of USC, obviously, a stud out of USC. He was drafted. Where was he drafted? He was a fourth round pick. Amon-Ra St. Brown, fourth round pick. Goes 90 for 912 his rookie year. He goes 106 for 1161 his second year. Last year, 119 receptions. 1,515 yards.
It's a pretty monster season.
12.7 yards per catch. Now, don't forget, Ayuk had 19.7 yards per
catch.
That's
incredible, too. It's incredible, too.
So, where's Ayuk at now?
I think he's in between the two numbers, as in the Devontae Smith number, and I think Devontae and him are so alike in terms of production and how they're going to view. And that's not disrespect to either guy. I hold them both in high regard. So I think he's in that 25, 26, 27, 28. I don't think he's going to get 30. Do you?
No.
So now that you've heard that, more or less likely that he gets moved? More or less likely they get a deal done here?
I don't know. But it just kind of goes to the point that Detroit, we're talking about team building and giving wide receivers money. Detroit's like, we need wide receivers. We need playmakers.
But they don't have high-end. They're not paying a defensive player $120 million.
Not yet.
They're not paying another wide receiver $28 million. They're not paying their left tackle $30 million.
Goff's on them books for a lot of money. Is it that deal?
I mean, he's one guy.
deal about the win. So they got a lot of young guys.
They have a middle linebacker right now who's going to make $20-something million in Fred Warner. Like, I just think that looking at where Detroit's at financially versus where the Niners are, very different.
But it shows you, though, that they're saying, hey, we're keeping our outside weapons. We need to protect Jared Goff and supply him with this mini web. Look at what they did last year. They took a first round. They used their first round pick on Jahmyr Gibbs, and everybody crushed them.
Well, they traded
it.
Down.
They trusted,
and they got two picks.
But they did get two picks, but they crushed them for it.
And they got Laporta Jahmyr Gibbs in the second round and Gibbs.
But they crushed Gibbs.
Oh, I'll take Gibbs all day.
But they crushed him for taking him in the first round. And then they signed David Montgomery.
Yes.
They signed David Montgomery. So they were adding offense and saying, we need to be explosive here. We need to score, score, score while our defense tries to catch up here. So
Goff is in the last year of his contract.
What's he making? 26?
Base salary, $22 million. 22, he has a $32 million cap hit.
Wow. Yeah.
It's all the big money deals. So they may. What are they going to do with Goff?
Hutchinson's going to be the next guy you would think with the big deal.
He's got another year.
What are they going to do with Goff? What are they going to do with Jared Goff?
They draft somebody this year in the mid to late rounds and see what happens with Goff.
The Lions draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's one.
I mean, they're a team like Penix would be a nice fit for them indoors, you know, with that kind of weaponry.
Penix would be great for
them. Right? Like that. See,
he's going to be a Raider, guys. Come on.
Okay, well, I mean, if Antonio Pierce is dedicated to the Raider way, which is throwing the ball deep down the field like Al Davis liked, then yes, Penix is the guy.
We'll probably get Bo Nix.
Oh. So the Amara St. Brown deal, that's an interesting one. I think once those numbers come out, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think now you've kind of suppressed. Now we're in the middle zone. Like, Ayuk's not going to get more than that, but he's definitely not going below what Devontae's getting. He's either going to equal or go higher.
What did Devontae get guaranteed?
It was $52 million guaranteed.
$52 million guaranteed.
This guy got 77.
Yeah, 77, which is a lot of money. 5 years, $91 million for Devontae, if I'm not mistaken, and a 52 guaranteed. That to me is the baseline. Would you be willing to give Ayuk $50 million guaranteed? Guaranteed. Now, here's TJ Houshmandzadeh on Ayuk's argument to San Francisco why he should get paid.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue.
That was with Willard and Dibbs. Here's his former college coach, Herb Edwards, real quick on Willard and Dibbs about the contract with Brandon Ayuk.
I think both parties realize they need each other, and it'll get done. It'll be ugly at times, but I think at the end he'll be a 49er.
It's interesting. TJ Houshmandzadeh was talking about targets. Is he ever going to, like, is any wide receiver in this offense ever going to be a 150 target guy?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because Shanahan wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
What does Shanahan always say? We had Greg at Daily City bring it up. You brought this up. What's the Niners' identity offensively?
Run the ball down your throat.
What is it? Yeah, that's always going to be their identity.
Everything in the passing game is predicated off the play action. Yes.
They want to get the 30 carries.
Agreed.
Because that's an indicator that they're leading or winning in the football game. Almost like a math equation. They want to get the 30. So that's number one with this offense. So a wide receiver, if you do want to get multiple targets and you want to be like CeeDee Lamb and you want to be like Amara St. Brown, this ain't the place for that.
Yeah. So to close up the loop on Devontae, 3-year extension, $75 million, 51 and change guaranteed.
Wow.
So it's only 3 for $75 extended. That's interesting.
Wonder if Ayuk would do that.
$51 million guaranteed with or approximately that deal.
Yeah.
$25 million a year. I mean, look, if the Niners could make it work, I'd love to have that, you know, the guy come back on that deal. It just feels like they were unwilling to do that.
Yep. So yeah, I don't know what you do here with Ayuk. We're gonna talk to Kotos at 9:20 to talk about the Giants, and we'll get back into NFL.
Can we talk
draft
wide receivers in the draft?
But yeah, we can. 888-957-9570 as we open up the phone lines here.
Because I've got some guys I'm targeting.
This is supposed to be a rich wide receiver class. This one is supposed to be the one that is going to stand out amongst others. Now, we've had some great wide receiver class in the past, especially over the last 10 years. But there's some guys here who's going to be top heavy. Go ahead, start with yours. Mine.
My guys, like, I haven't differentiated. If they keep Ayuk, I'm looking for the best available, not a specific Ayuk type of replacement. So, like, I'm more open to some of the slot guys. But I'm going to go off the working. This is my list if they move off Ayuk, who I would like. And in no particular order, I'm looking at, like, the later guys. So I'll go backwards to forward. Leggett, you know, the guy was just a monster this year. And why I like him at South Carolina, he's a one-year wonder. He's 23 years old, but he does kick returns too. And with this new kick return thing, are you more apt to use him that way? Clearly, special teams was an issue for the Niners this year. Another wild card guy that I got late, Johnny Wilkins, your guy.
Johnny Wilson,
from Florida State. I just think he's like a basketball player playing wide receiver. And you could see in that Clemson game, he started to turn it on, and it felt like the rest of the year, everything was different for him. Now, he's big. He's lanky. I think he's just learning how to use his body. But to me,
from Arizona State guy,
he's a wild card type of a
dude. From Arizona State guy, not a Clemson game. He was good, and Keon Coleman was also good in that game.
Keon Coleman's another guy.
He got the game with a touchdown there on a fade route in the corner in the end zone. I was like, wow, look at that.
But don't these guys all feel like second, third rounders?
Yeah, I mean, they do. They're second day guys to me. Like, Roman Wilson's getting a lot of buzz.
I see a lot of crossers. You know what, a lot of crossers.
That's what Shanahan does, though.
I know, but he's so little. Like, to be Ayuk's replacement, you have to be out on the outside, up on the line of scrimmage, being forced. You're going to be pressed, and you have to beat that press coverage. I don't know if I love him in that.
He popped in that Rose Bowl. He was outrunning dudes from Alabama. I was shocked. He made plays in that Rose Bowl. He's a gamer. I like Roman Wilson.
I like Michigan guys in general. Right.
But Roman Wilson, what's the difference between him and Ronnie Bell? Like, Ronnie Bell looked like that in Michigan, too. Ronnie Bell was... I wouldn't give up on Ronnie Bell. Now that I'm thinking about Ronnie, I think he could be in for a nice little second season for the 49ers.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a dude. Like, to me, not that he's gadgetry. I think you're going to work him in the slot and the outside. I'm looking at, can you be an 80% on the outside type of a guy?
Yeah, well,
that's what I'm looking for.
Well, if you're replacing Ayuk.
Yes.
My number one crush.
Yeah, who's your number one?
Because my number one, because I'm going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be
He's off the board. He's off the board.
Malik Nabers, off the board. Roma Dunze, off the board.
He's my crush.
I mean, we all love him. We all love
Rome. I would love to see them move up and get him.
I love Ryan, but my guy that I love, and the more and more I watch him, there's two guys. There's one defensive end, Chop Robinson, Chop, from Pitt State. I do like Chop. I think he wore 44 at Pitt State. He's so fast off the ball. Okay. Kind of reminds me of D Ford.
Oh, okay.
But the guy from Iowa, the quarter, Cooper DeJean. Yeah.
Come on, he returns punts.
Yes. He returns punts
as well. Plays every position in the secondary.
But the wide receiver, if I'm going to replace Ayuk, and the guy I'm going to try to replace him with is going to be Adonai Mitchell from Texas, who was at Georgia and went to Texas. And when I saw him in that Sugar Bowl yelling at the coaching staff saying, give me the damn ball, I said, damn, this guy's big. And he cooked Alabama in that game early in the season. He was cooking Kool-Aid.
I'm smiling.
He cooked Kool-Aid. Cooked Kool-Aid McKinstry, I think, for two touchdowns, 75, 80 yards in that game in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's the guy that I can't stop watching. I just can't stop watching him.
I'm watching him. I have him highlighted right here. He's my number one. I have him and then Brian Thomas Jr. right after him, because I'm assuming that Rome's gone. He would be my top-tier crush. But I'm looking at this guy. 82% on the outside. He's got a 92% vertical versus everyone else in this particular draft class. The guy has unbelievable body control. So many throws. He gets open, and Quinn Ewers underthrows or throws him into coverage, and he contorts his body and his shoulders to catch the ball with his hands out in front of his body and makes a tough contested catch. I think this guy's an absolute beast. The only problem with him, he's not a yak guy.
No.
So if you look at the yak numbers in college, but my argument is, Quinn Ewers is so garbage. The ball placement was so bad, he had nowhere to go.
Not only that, Shanahan's scheme.
Yes.
Can get you open.
I'm so
excited.
Some
of that. Yeah.
We're on the same guy.
No, look at 925. Chop is lightning fast around the edge. You watch Chop Robinson rush the passer. Now, he's going to go probably in the first round.
Yeah, I don't see us picking him, but I hear you.
6'3", 254. I couldn't stop watching Chop Robinson. I could never have enough edge rushers. I'll think about Bosa. I'm thinking about the name Chop. We're all doing a Chop at Levi Stadium. I would love to do that. Now, not turning, you know, I don't want to piss anybody off because I know how we feel about Arrowhead and Florida State and Oklahoma, so I'm not saying that, but Chop is that dude.
Can I give you the other wide receiver who I'm very intrigued? He's slightly less on my board. He's slightly less than Mitchell. I got him just a tick below because I think he needs to grow a little because I'm watching the offense. They don't throw the ball to him over the middle. So I'm like, is Shanahan going to use him if he can't work in over the middle? This Brian Thomas Jr., I mean, freak athlete. Freak athlete. LSU. Size, speed, yes. Yeah. Tons of touchdown. He's got shake and bake. This guy caught hitches. These little hitches. Ah, boom. He got wiggle. Crazy wiggle. No, I could see a freak athletic pop, but I could also see that, like, he runs a ton of digs. He reminds me of a better version of Terry McLaurin. I think he's a big-time playmaker down the field, but I like Mitchell better than him.
Yeah, I like Mitchell a lot better than him, but he does get the 50-50 balls. Red zone, he's a threat in the red zone. Jaden Daniels, I mean, won the Heisman Trophy having these two dudes. They are studs. But so we were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
I thought he was a little limited in his route running.
Yeah, they didn't do much.
And you got to develop him. You got to really, but that's really where, develop him.
I don't think
him.
Shanahan's going to take the time. I don't know. Like, was Ayuk as seasoned with route running as these guys?
I don't know.
Or less?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
remember.
Either.
I don't remember, but... he's an interesting prospect because we've always wanted a guy in the red zone who'd go up there and just go get it.
You know,
go win a jump ball. But I just don't know how more it's going to translate.
More athletic Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I could see
who that. I always liked.
Well, Allen Robinson was solid.
I always liked him. And maybe I was higher on him than others were. But I think his ACL kind of did him in.
So some people are coming in.
For you to do the legal.
All right, we'll do that in a second. But we're seeing the Xfinity Mobile text line film on Mike. 415, and this Latu kid from UCLA,
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.